Behold, if the leprosy have covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague. Leviticus chapter 13, verse 13. Strange enough this regulation appears, yet there was wisdom in it, for the throwing out of the disease proved that the constitution was sound. This evening, it may be well for us to see the typical teaching of so singular a rule. We too are lepers, and may read the law of the leper as applicable to ourselves. When a man sees himself to be altogether lost and ruined, covered all over with the defilement of sin, and in no part free from pollution, then he disclaims all righteousness of his own, and pleads guilty before the Lord. Then he is clean through the blood of Jesus and the grace of God. Hidden, unfelt, unconfessed iniquity is the true leprosy. But when sin is seen and felt, it has received its death blow, and the Lord looks with eyes of mercy upon the soul afflicted with it. Nothing is more deadly than self-righteousness, or more hopeful than contrition. We must confess that we are nothing else but sin. For no confession short of this will be the whole truth. And if the Holy Spirit be at work with us, convincing us of sin, there will be no difficulty about making such an acknowledgement. It will spring spontaneously from our lips. What comfort does the text afford to truly awakened sinners? The very circumstance which so grievously discouraged them is here turned into a sign and symptom of a hopeful state. Stripping comes before clothing. Digging out the foundation is the first thing in building, and a thorough sense of sin is one of the earliest works of grace in the heart. O thou poor, leprous sinner, utterly destitute of a sound spot, take heart from the text, and come as thou art to Jesus. For let our debts be what they may, however great or small, as soon as we have naught to pay, our Lord forgives us all. 'Tis perfect poverty alone that sets the soul at large. While we can call one mite our own, we have no full discharge.